Hello, Dave.
You all right?
Yeah, good, thanks.
You all right, mate? No babysitting today?
I'm on shared parental leave, so I don't work Mondays or Wednesdays. But he's having his nap now, so I'm sneaking this in.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Well, you know the drill?
Yeah, I've listened to a couple.
Excellent. All right. Well, we want the world to hear you now as well. Dave, do you want to kick off?
I'm going to go straight in with a recommendation. So, firstly, if in the next isolation you can only take two things into it, a DVD and an album, which would they be?
Good question. I mean, I've watched a lot of good stuff over the last few months. I've got to say, to be fair, no show is better than the show 2020 that we're all living through, to be honest.
No, exactly. It's nuts.
Yeah, who knows how that's going to end. But I think the best thing I've watched, probably a show called Dave.
Someone else mentioned that, yeah.
Yeah, so it's about a rapper called Little Dicky, and it's a sort of fictionalized account of his entry into the rap game. And what's interesting about him is he also used to be a copywriter at Goodby's in San Francisco. So
What's his name?
Yeah, he's like a nerdy middle class Jewish guy, and he's like a millennial Larry David. So he's full of self analysis and delusions of grandeur and sort of tortured neuroses. But the show is really well written, and he's great in it, and it's just very, very funny, so I definitely recommend that.
And what platform's that on?
It's on one of the Sky channels, Fox or Sky Comedy or something like
that. Excellent.
So perhaps you're allowed to take one album into the next isolation, and that's the album you're going to listen to in the next lockdown. Which one is it?
Well, obviously, Parv, you know, it would have to be a 90s hip-hop album. As I'm sure you're aware, any session we've ever had over the last 10, 15 years, the producers just had to deal with me and you.
I'm going to put you on the spot then. Choose one.
Yeah, I'd probably go with Nation of Millions by Public Enemy.
Good choice.
Yeah, feels as relevant now as it did 20 years ago, I'd say.
Yeah, more so, possibly. Good, excellent. Right, Parv?
So are you still working then, perhaps? You mentioned that you're doing like a three-day thing.
Yeah, I've got a three-day week. I've got a healthy amount on, got to say. I'm enjoying it, to be honest. I'm really enjoying the working from home thing. It's a lot easier to write in your living room than it is in an open plan office. So,
which is nuts, isn't it, really, that the agencies with their spaces have not set it up to work in. I mean, that's what most people say. In fact, I can't think of, at the top of my head, anyone who's said it's better in that environment. A few people have said, obviously, they miss people because sometimes you can share ideas and swap things. But in terms of the sitting down, headphones on in open spaces, I don't think we've found any fans of that so far.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to say the sort of creative process has definitely suffered. We were lucky enough to have offices not that long ago, creative team.
Marylebone Road?
When we were at the old building. But when we moved to Bankside at Open Plan, that sort of disappeared, and you have to sort of snatch an hour or so here and there with your partner instead of picking ideas around all day long and as and when they come to you. So it sort of suffered a little bit then, but I feel like this could be like the last nail in the coffin for the creative process in that respect. It's hard when you've both got families trying to organise a Zoom where you sit and you awkwardly try and chat things over. So I'm working a lot more sort of separately, a lot more, and emailing stuff across, which isn't ideal.
Interesting if someone looked at the economics of that, you know, economic model A, people have offices they can work in and be more productive through the day, but obviously you pay more rent, or B, less rent, but people aren't working as effectively. In fact, your offices at Abbot Mead in Marylebone Road were probably some of the last I knew about.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, we still pine for the old building every day, some of us who were there.
So, perhaps, when was the last time you used cash?
Cash, yeah.
You remember cash?
I mean, I wasn't a big cash user before COVID, so I can't actually... Yeah, I have no idea. It was probably months before we ran into lockdown.
So what, it's been nearly 4 months since you actually physically used cash?
Handed over any cash?
Elder, no. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even dream of going to a cash point because that feels like guaranteed COVID transmitter. Strictly Apple Pay and card, I'm afraid.
So what about trousers? When was the last time you used a button on a pair of trousers?
Or yeah,
you elasticated only?
The other day, and I had to put my jeans on, the standard uniform of joggers and, you know, Wu-Tang t-shirt, which I've just become sort of part of my body. I had to come off, and yeah, I did buttons up on a shirt, which I haven't done for a long, long time.
Were you going somewhere special then, perhaps? What was the occasion?
Just over to a mate's house for a barbecue.
It's quite weird though, isn't it? Because imagine before this lockdown, you're going to a mate's barbecue. Normally what you do is stick on a pair of shorts and t-shirt. You dress down for it, you relax. But this pandemic has made you ditch that, stick a pair of jeans on and a shirt to go to a bar.
It was the highlight of my year.
Because I suppose you had to iron it and everything, did you?
I've forgotten how to dress, you know. Personal grooming, it's all suffered massively.
Has it really? Are you a beard wearer?
I am, yeah.
Wax? Do you put wax on? Do you treat it with all the different ointments and treatments?
Well, I've grown it out slightly because I only ever had sort of slightly long stubble up until this. So I've had to start washing it now because I became aware of the smell that it actually has.
Smell coming from your beard?
From my beard, yeah.
Because that doesn't sound good.
I had to shampoo it before, so...
So, Prabs, are you drinking more or less alcohol?
I'm drinking considerably less, actually, which I think, I guess most people have sort of discovered that you don't need to have fun to have alcohol, do you? But I was never big of a home drinker, so I've not been tucking into it. Like I say, I went out for the first time in months the other week, and the hangover was not worth it.
It's weird that we found quite a few people, probably a majority of people have found that they are drinking less.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, I suppose particularly not going to work. There's no after work Thursdays or the odd lunchtime, as some people do.
Yeah.
So perhaps what have you discovered about yourself in this period of being locked indoors?
I've actually loved the lockdown. It's been a really great summer for me because I've got a baby and he, you know, he's just coming up to his first birthday, and the last 4 months he's changed so much. And I've got to watch it all happen, basically. And I wouldn't have seen any of it if I was going into work every day. So, you know, watching him go from baby to boy and take his first steps and, you know, learn how to high five and all the rest of it has just been, you know, it's been great.
Learn how to high five. How old is this baby?
He's going
to
be one next week.
Wow. He's a very early high fiver.
Yeah.
What day is he one out of interest, Prabs?
It's the 30th. So is that next week?
So what's the first birthday party? That's a big one. What can you do in lockdown?
He likes music. If you turn the Spotify off in the living room, he gets really pissed off. So he's constantly dancing, which is quite weird for a one-year-old. So we're having like a disco-themed party for him in the garden, just with my family.
Is that his genre of choice, disco?
Well, he's into anything at the moment. Obviously, I'm trying to school him towards the 90s hip-hop, which is my thing, but it's probably a guaranteed way to ensure he grows up hating it, and he'll probably end up being into death metal or something that I'm just not into.
I suppose the swearing might not help either at one. Well, you don't really want to walk around and fuck the police.
Yeah. At that age where I can play him anything and he's not going to start repeating it, so that's good.
So perhaps this is Dave's baby. Have you attempted to bake any sourdough? Dave's trying to look for some sourdough friends. He's got a couple, but he's struggling.
Come on, Prabs.
Sorry, Dave, I've stayed out of the kitchen, I'm afraid. I've done no baking. I've done almost no DIY. My house is falling to bits. And
really? I thought you'd be a modern man, Prabs. I thought you'd be...
Yeah. What have I done? I wrote a sitcom, so...
Did you really?
The old creative holy grail, yeah. Well, I wrote a pilot and I co-wrote it with another guy from the department. We knocked out a pilot and a series outline, so that was a lot of fun, you know.
Can you tell us anything about that, or is that all top secret? Do you not want to...
I mean, it's not the sitcom that I've been trying to make for a while. We just came up with a funny idea and thought, let's put that down. You know, it's quite freeing to just be able to go, right, then what happens? And then think of five worst things that could happen and just pick the thing that made us laugh the most.
You know, I've tried to do that before. It's bloody hard when you've got no rules, brief, or guidelines. So you do anything you want.
When you have a brief, you need those parameters and mandates. Yeah. And the rest of it, but with this it was nice just to write anything, because you sometimes get those briefs at work where they say just do anything, just, you know, do something award-winning, and it's beyond frustrating.
So perhaps are you going to try and do something with that? You're not going to let it sit on the shelf, are you?
Well, it just encouraged me to maybe do more of those. It was a lot of fun to write, but we got quite carried away, and it was very puerile, and it was more of an exercise than anything else.
The funny thing is, you're probably one of the only people that we've come across that have actually do something, because a lot of people said they thought they were gonna, I don't know, learn how to fly a plane in this lockdown, or, you know, all these things that they've always wanted to do, and they said they actually, you know, it's been no different other than the fact that you can't leave the house.
Well, yeah, like I say, I barely stepped foot in the kitchen, and all the work that we had planned to do in our house hasn't happened, so it's crumbling around us. So, but at least I can say I wrote
your sitcom though.
So perhaps, how are you going to work differently when you go back? What are you going to do? You think it's going to change?
Yeah, I mean, I think, AMV's got a pretty relaxed culture, and they're not going to expect us to go back in, you know, 5 days a week, or even a couple of days a week. I think Alex Greaves talking about just letting people come and go as and when they want. They're very much focused on just deliver the work any way you can, rather than imposing too much of a structure. So yeah, I mean, I'll be going in obviously when there's pictures on and stuff, and they need everyone in the room, that's going to happen. But I think I'll probably just be hopefully going in when I need to see people, and, you know, when I fancy a break from the house. Yeah, it's going to change, isn't it? Agency culture as we know it is...
Yeah. Sounds like for the better.
I think so, yeah. I mean, I feel more productive since we've been in lockdown. Yeah. So yeah, as long as we're doing the work, I don't think people mind too much how we get there.
In the next wave, is there anything you would stock up on before going into lockdown?
I mean, I've somehow managed to develop quite a nasty big Toblerone habit over the last few months.
Really? So what a quirky thing.
Those in, yeah.
How did that come about? That's a weird...
Well, because we were trying to go to the supermarket as infrequently as possible. So those big Toblerones, you know, they last a long time.
I think we just got one last question, perhaps, which is, have you seen any piece of marketing that you've liked or hated in this lockdown?
No, I've been looking for nice bits of work, but I can't say I've seen any. Quite like the Netflix poster campaign, you know, the spoilers that were encouraging.
Yeah, people. We were talking about that the other day, and somebody said that was not a real campaign, but I thought...
Oh, right, in that case...
I think someone said it came out of an ad school, but I said the same thing. I really liked the idea. It's still a good idea.
I mean, have you got any recommends that could look? I'm dying to see something good that's come out of this.
I did, you know, it's the one that I mentioned the other day that Publicis has done, which is quite sweet, that Datcherad. I think the directors are in it and they've shot it. It's quite sweet. In fact, you'll like it, perhaps. It's got a turntable in it.
Sold. I will definitely be looking for that.
Excellent. Okay, mate. We're happy.
Excellent, yeah.
Take care, mate. Bye.